Chapter 6, in which Owl becomes an author and then unbecomes one. It was a windy, breezy sort of morning, with the clouds scurrying across the sky as if there was a reward waiting for them at the horizon, and the tops of the trees bending excitedly this way and that. Things, it seemed, were on the move. Outside Owl's house, which was really Piglet's house because Owl's house had blown down and, well, you remember, Tigger and Roo were playing a new game which each claimed to have invented. It was called Falling Leaves. You grabbed a handful of leaves and threw them into the air and had to make sure that you were not there when they came down again. If a leaf landed on you or even touched your arm, you had to do a forfeit, and any game with forfeits is sure to be exciting. Tigger was standing on his head and singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star backwards as a forfeit for getting a leaf caught in his whiskers, when Owl came swooping down out of an upstairs window. He hooted angrily, pulled Tigger's tail so that he fell over and boxed Roo's ears.
"He did it really hard," complained Roo as Owl flew back to his house.
"He wouldn't like it if I pulled his tail," said Tigger. "What's got into him? He's even grumpier than usual."
"Don't know,"
said Roo.
"Race you to the 6 pine trees."
Owl was busy. If you were to knock on his door and wait for a while, you might be lucky, or more likely not. If Owl did come to the door and you were to ask him, "What are you up to these days?" he would look mysterious and say,
"Mind your own business," or "You wouldn't understand," or "Don't want any today, thank you very much."
The animals and Christopher Robin discussed what Owl might be up to. Rabbit thought it must be something big.
"Perhaps he's spring cleaning," suggested Kanga.
"You don't think the thesaurus has got him, do you?"
Piglet looked anxious.
"Well, let's find out," said Christopher Robin.
So they went to Owl's house, and Christopher Robin tugged the bell pull 8 times until it came away in his hand, and then banged on the door with the sole of his shoe.
"Owl!"
he shouted through the door.
"We're going to have a picnic. Do you want to come along?"
"No,"
said a cross voice from within.
"How about a row up the river to say hello to the swans?"
"Don't like swans. Noisy, vulgar things."
Then, when Christopher Robin shouted,
"Open the door, Owl! I've got a present for you!"
Which wasn't really true, but is a good way of getting people to open doors when they don't want to, Owl replied,
"Not interested! Busy!"
It was Piglet who uncovered the mystery. He scrambled around to the back of Owl's house and peered through a gap in the curtains, and there was Owl sucking the end of his quill pen.
"He looked as if he was writing a book," said Piglet, "but I didn't actually see him write anything."
"We must get him out of the house," said Rabbit. "It can't be healthy, cooped up like that. We could try smoking him out."
"We could starve him out," said Piglet, and then added, "just a little."
"Perhaps we could deliver a large wooden horse to him," said Christopher Robin, "and have somebody hiding inside."
No, that wouldn't work.
"I've got it. We will burrow under his house," said Rabbit, "and get in that way."
So Rabbit, aided by friends and relations, burrowed under Owl's house and made an opening just big enough for Lottie to wriggle through. She waited until she heard Owl going into the pantry and then came up underneath the rug in his study. There was nothing particularly odd in the room, except a big pile of papers on Owl's desk. Lottie took the top sheet between her teeth and pulled it out through the burrow to show to the others.
"It's got writing on it,"
said Rabbit, in case they hadn't noticed. Christopher Robin looked at the sheet of paper. This is what it said. "Uncle Robert, a legend in his lifetime," by Owl.
"Oh, show it to me, show it to me,"
cried Piglet, who never liked to be left out of things, except sometimes buckets that were going down wells.
"What Owl is writing," said Christopher Robin, "is the story of his Uncle Robert."
"That's still no reason to pull my tail," said Tigger.
"Or box my ears,"
Roo added.
"Which isn't funny."